Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to NC Preps Radio. I'm your host, Dina King, of the publisher of ncpreps.com, and we're going to go over the second round of the North Carolina High School Athletics Association state football playoffs. And well, do we have some great matches coming this Friday? We're going to start in the 4AA East. Number 9, Millbrook, will take on number 1, Middle Creek. Number 13, Northwest Guilford, at number 5, Fuquay Varina. Number 6, Page, at number 3, Wake Forest. And number 7, Richmond County, at number 2, Jack Britt. Some great matchups, and 4 great matchups. to highlight some of the games, I believe that the Middle Creek having a 12-0 season, a big game in the Raleigh area. I think Middle Creek will come away. I'm going to pick Middle Creek in that game. Northwest Guilford at Fuquay Varina. I also want to pick the Bengals of Fuquay Varina in that matchup. A game between Page and Wake Forest. I believe Wake Forest mighty strong on the defensive side with Dexter Lawrence, an All-American and one of the top players in the country, leading that Wake Forest Cougar defense. I feel like they will advance over Page. And then a number 7, Richmond County, traveling to Jack Britt to take on the Buccaneers. It's going to be a very good matchup, and that's almost a toss-up, but I kind of like the Richmond County Raiders in this matchup to pull upset win over the second-ranked Jack Britt Buccaneers. Going into the 4AA West, number 8, Independence, at number 1, East Forsyth. Number 13, Myers Park, at number 5, West Forsyth. Number 6, Mallard Creek, at number 3, Butler. Number 10, Audrey Kale, at number 2, Huff. Another great batch of games here. Charlotte looks like a Charlotte pod with the two Forsyth County teams being invited. I do think in the first matchup, East Forsyth, the number 1 seed, will hold serve, as you would say in tennis, and defeat the Independence, and they'll face their county rival, West Forsyth. I do believe West Forsyth will defeat Myers Park. Then the big one in Charlotte sees a rematch of they play each other twice each year, always in the playoffs and in the regular season. A Butler-Mallard Creek matchup. Earlier this year, Mallard Creek defeated Butler. Butler is playing well, and they may have some revenge on their side, but I do think Mallard Creek does take this win by a squeaker. So I'm going to go with Mallard Creek. Now, in the final matchup in 4AA West, Audrey Kale at Huff. Huff's having one of their better years, and they will be at home, and they got a great player, Marquell Osborne, leading that defense, and I believe Huff will defeat Audrey Kale and advance to the third round. Now we will go to the 4A East, where number 8 Northern Durham faces number 1 D.H. Conley, number 5 J.H. Rose, at number 4 Cape Fear, number 6 Hoggard, at number 3 Hillside, and then number 7 West Johnston, at number 2 New Hanover. I do think Conley, with their vaulted rushing attack, they will advance over Northern Durham. And I do think they'll be playing their Greenville rival, Rose, in the third round. I do think Rose, behind C.J. Powell, one of the best wide receivers in the state, I think they defeat Cape Fear in Fayetteville. The Hoggard-Hillside matchup, Wilmington versus Durham. I do like Hillside to come away in that win. And then the final matchup in the 4A East, I have New Hanover advancing over West Johnston. Heading to the 4A West, we have number 9, Southwest Guilford at Dudley. Number 12, A.L. Brown at number 4, South Caldwell. Number 11, 71st at number 3, Charlotte Catholic. And number 7, North Davison at number 2, Scotland County. First matchup, a battle of Guilford County. Dudley's been strong all year, and I expect them to defeat Southwest Guilford. They got two good playmakers on the offensive side of the ball, and Hendon Hooker, and their tailback is extremely elusive and can have a big game any time. In the second matchup, I like A.L. Brown. I liked them last week. I said they were my sleeper dark horse pick in that 4A West. Coach Mike Newsom, he's a well-known coach who's took Butler to the state championship and done really well there, and he's finally got a good team there at A.L. Brown. It looks like they're going to make a good run in this 4A West bracket, and they're going to have to go up to Hudson and defeat a really solid South Caldwell team, but I do believe A.L. Brown can do that. And then we have 71st from Fayetteville area traveling up to Charlotte to Kiffer Stadium to take on the Charlotte Catholic Cougars, and that's a mighty big task for 71st to come up there and play in that environment. One of the best environments in high school football in North Carolina. I advise you, if you've ever never been to Kiffer Stadium, to go check that out. Just a great, great environment to watch a football game. And then our last matchup in the 4A West, number 7, North Davison at Scotland County. A great matchup. Scotland, very good at home. One of their best teams that they've ever put out on the field. North Davison has Kennedy McCoy, who's a D1 running back. In Scotland, they counter with Zamir White, if he's able to play, two of the best running backs in the state of North Carolina heading to meet each other. But I will go with Scotland because they're playing at home, and they're awful good at home. We will advance to the 3AA East, where we have number 8, Hunt. At number 1, Terry Sanford. Number 13, Northern Guilford. At number 5, Ashboro. Number 6, Orange. At number 3, Southern Durham. Number 7, Grays Creek. At number 2, Cleveland. I believe Terry Sanford will advance. They've got a great defensive backfield led by Mark Gilbert. They have a D1 college defensive secondary. They've got four great outstanding DBs with Mark Gilbert and Isaiah Stallings and a couple of other kids. I think they're going to probably – I'm picking Northern Guilford. I can't pick against Johnny Roscoe just yet. The man's done a great job there at Northern Guilford, and even though they're a 13 seed, you just don't want to go against – Coach Roscoe and his record there at Northern Guilford. I do believe they will, behind C.J. Freeman, do very well against Ashboro and pull off the upset. Number third matchup, Orange and Southern Durham. That's a conference rematch. Southern Durham beat Orange earlier in the year, and, you know, they have some revenge factor, but I think Southern Durham will defeat Orange to advance the third round. And then we have Grays Creek against Cleveland. And Cleveland, I feel they have the advantage with a great dual threat offense. They can run and they can pass the ball. So I'll pick Cleveland to advance. In the 3AA West, we have number 9, Ledford at number 1, Concord. Number 12, J.M. Robinson. At number 4, South Iredale. Number 6, Weddington. At number 3, A.C. Reynolds. And number 10, Cutherson. At number 2, Crest. Ledford having one of their better seasons since in a while, and they've got a tough task to go down to Concord and face Spiders. And Spiders are always tough there at home, but I believe Concord will pull that win out. J.M. Robinson, a 12 seed with a good win last week. They'll have to come up to South Iredale, but I believe South Iredale playing at home, they're a good team playing at home. Number 6, Weddington at A.C. Reynolds. This is going to be a good matchup. Weddington's always been known for their defense, and they have another solid defensive team this year. Lance Moore, one of the top defensive linemen in the state. And they're going up to Asheville to take on a very good Rocket team led by Rico Dowdell, who by many people think is the most talented athlete in the state of North Carolina. He athlete playing quarterback. He's done a tremendous job taking over the quarterback position for Coach Shane Lyles' Rockets this year. And so he's going to have to prove that going against a very quality defense. We'll see what he can do. He's been putting up big numbers all year. And then our final matchup, the 3-8-AA West, is Cuthbertson at Crest. Cuthbertson led by Oklahoma Sooner commitment Austin Kendall, the quarterback. And he's got a great target in JT Carlson, who their dynamic duo of Thorpe passing combo. And they got to go against a Crest team, defending state champions there in Bowling Springs there at Crest. And we're going to have to take on a Charger team that's out to repeat. They have Trey Harbison, a Virginia commit, in the backfield, and some outstanding defensive linemen, Chris Willis, and they're led by their quarterback, Willie Green. Heading to the 3A East, we have number 9, Southern Nash, at number 1, Eastern Alamance, number 12, Fike, at number 4, Southern Guilford, number 11, South Johnston, at number 3, Rocky Mount, number 10, Moorhead, at number 2, Havelock. I have Eastern Alamance advancing in the first game. I do like Southern Guilford defeating Fike. Number 3, Rocky Mount defeating South Johnston, and Havelock, I believe they keep rolling to the third round, defeating Moorhead there at Havelock. 3A West, number 8, Kings Mountain, at number 1, Freedom, number 13, St. Stephens, at number 12, High Brighton, number 6, West Rowan, at number 3, West Henderson, and number 7, Statesville, at number 2, South Point. Some interesting matchups. Freedom, I believe they will advance. It's going to be a good game between Kings Mountain, because that Kings Mountain can, they have a good passing attack, but I think behind B.J. Emmons, the one of the state's top running backs, and Alabama commitment, I believe Freedom will advance to the third round. And then an interesting matchup were 13 versus 12 seeds. Both these teams pulled off upsets in their first round, and 2-7 and 5 teams. And I just believe High Brighton playing at home, they'll get the win against St. Stephens. Number 6, West Rowan against West Henderson. It's hard to pick against West Rowan and their history there in the playoffs. And West nothing against West Henderson. They've had their best year in a long time. But West Rowan, they got some great skilled kids, Casey Otto and Scott Young there helping out. His good friend Joe Nixon there at West Rowan. I believe West Rowan will take that win. And then the final matchup, a battle of two offensive fire powerhouses. Statesville behind Travis Ramsier, quarterback, and then number 2, South Point, who runs the red bone. And, they just – run that ball, and they have weapons everywhere in the backfield. So South Point, I believe, will pull through using their home field advantage. We're going to head to the 2AAs, number 9, Northside Jacksonville at High Point Andrews, number 1, number 5, Bedingfield at number 4, Clinton, number 11, Croatan at number 3, East Dublin, number 10, Cummins at number 2, Bunn. High Point Andrews is playing very well. I believe High Point Andrews will advance. Same thing with Clinton behind Raheem Skinner, one of the best backs in 2A. I believe the Dark Horses will advance to the third round. The Croatan-East Dublin game, that's a rematch. Croatan beat East Dublin earlier this year in conference, and Croatan 35-10 win. I do believe Croatan, it's their year. I do believe they will advance, and they will take on, I'm picking Bunn in the fourth matchup in the 2AAs. I've picked Bunn to defeat Cummins. In the 2AA West, number 8, Maiden at number 1, Monroe. Number 12, West Caldwell at number 4, Franklin. Number 6, Forest Hills at number 3, West Stokes. And number 7, Wilkes Central at number 2, East Lincoln. Monroe having another sensational year. They're always hard to beat at home. They got great coaching staff, some great skill kids. I just think Monroe is going to advance to the third round, and they're going to probably face Franklin. I'm going to pick Franklin because home field advantage means a lot, and up there in the mountains, up there at the pit, Franklin's awful tough there. And so Wes Caldwell, you know, they've gone really far this year and had a great year under Coach English, but I think Franklin will pull that game out. Forest Hills, they travel up to King to play West Oaks. Coach John Lowry has announced his, retirement and everything. So Forest Hills, you know, they're going to want to play real hard for Coach Lowry. And West Oaks, their Coach Upchurch has built that program there into a constant winner, and they're a tough place to play over there. And I just believe West Oaks may edge Forest Hills out. And then the last game is Wilkes Central at East Lincoln. I expect a lot of points and a lot of offense in this game. Wilkes Central has Andrew Bynum, who's rushed for almost over 2,700 yards and 38 touchdowns. And then you got on the other side, East Lincoln's Chaz Surratt, who has done everything there for East Lincoln. He's going for a state record for total yards in a career. So he's, I believe, 58 yards from breaking a record. So him and his top targets are his brother, Sage Surratt, and Cameron Dollar. So I'm going to pick East Lincoln. They're playing at home, and they're just peaking, and they're just an offensive machine there. So a good defense to stop East Lincoln and everything. So I believe East Lincoln will pull that one out. We're going to the 2A East. We got number 9, Aiden Grifton at number 1, Kinston. Number 5, Hertford County at number 4, Northeastern. Number 6, South Columbus at number 3, Fairmont. Number 7, East Bladen at Southwest Edgecombe. I do pick all higher seeds in this bracket. I do pick Kinston, Northeastern, Fairmont, and Southwest Edgecombe to advance. Home field advantage is really extra to for some of these programs. They are very tough to play at home. And and the 2A West, number 8, Carver, at number 1, Shelby, number 12, Mount Pleasant, at number 4, Hendersonville, number 6, Lincoln, and at number 3, Reidsville, number 7, Mountain Heritage, at number 2, Thomasville. Some interesting games here. I do like Shelby. They look like they're headed for another third round advancement. Mount Pleasant, they've got Cody Reese, who's an outstanding running back. give it's the Russian attack in Mount Pleasant versus the aerial attack in Hendersonville. They have an outstanding quarterback in Mike Schmidt up there. And I do think Hendersonville will pull that out. Lincolnton and Reidsville, I like Lincolnton. I've seen them play this year and behind Jordan Easter and a good quarterback in Lincolnton. They're one of these teams you just don't want to face in the playoffs. But they're facing a Reidsville program that's, you know, they've have numerous titles, but this year they've kind of been a little bit down to for Reidsville standards, but they're all still a good football team and a tough place to play. But I think Lincolnton will pull that one out. And then the last matchup, Mountain Heritage at Thomasville. Thomasville is awful tough to beat at Coushwa, and Mountain Heritage, they're going to come down the mountain and going to play hard and everything, but it's going to be a tough pick between these two because of, you know, how they're doing. But I'm going to go with Thomasville on the home field. Now we're going to go to the 1AA East, Camden, number 8, Camden County at number 1, Wallace Rose Hill, number 5, Granville Central at number 4, East Carteret, number 6, Riverside Martin at number 3, James Keenan, number 7, Lakewood at number 2, Tarboro. I figure all four top four seeds will advance to set up a dynamic third round, and that is Wallace Rose Hill, East Carteret, James Keenan, and Tarboro. I do that 5-4 matchup may be a high scoring affair with Granville Central and East Carteret with two of the highest passers in 1A and Jay Parker at Granville Central. And Brennan Lewis there at East Carteret, but I do go with the higher seeds. In the 1AA West, we have number 8, Swain County at number 1, East Wilkes, number 12, Mount Airy at number 4, Mitchell, number 4, number 6, East Montgomery at number 3, East Surrey, and number 10, Walkertown at number 2, West Montgomery. Swain County, this is their time. They're another program that you really just don't want to face in the playoffs, and especially in the second and third and fourth rounds, they're just a tough team. East Wilkes is having a dream season. They're playing at home. It's going to be a tough smash mouth physical game, but you know, Swain County has experience. A lot of those kids were on that team that played last year that had to go to Whiteville. They took a big win at Whiteville, and then they come up to Star Mountain, played and lost to Star Mountain last year in the playoffs. But a lot of those kids got a lot of experience, and you know, Swain is, you know, they got that coaching staff up there, but they're going to have to run the ball and have to play physical because East Wilkes is going to be tough there at home. They're going to have a big crowd up there at in Rhonda and, you know, a lot of excitement. And Swain County must stop the run because East Wilkes, they're going to run their big fullback, Cameron Bryan, and then they have quarterback Bryce Vestal, who can throw the ball. He is a weapon with his legs as well. So I think Swain County may eke one out up there at Rhonda. In the second matchup, I like Mitchell. Mitchell's been strong all year, and they are awful tough at home. And they got a very good quarterback in sophomore Ben Young, who is standing for Mountaineers this year. And I do take Mitchell to win that game. I do take East Surrey to beat East Montgomery. East Surrey's been on a mission all year, and I feel it's just East Surrey, they're just rolling now, and they're just a machine over there in Pilot Mountain behind Tyler Smith and in company. And the last matchup, Walkertown at West Montgomery. West Montgomery is one of the top programs the last 5 to 6 years, and they keep on advancing, and they're just, you know, one of the teams that you hate to pick against. And West Montgomery has a lot of parts back from last year's team, and they're facing a very athletic Walkertown. I think it'll be a good close matchup, but I think West Montgomery will pulled it out there towards the end. And finally, in the 1A East, we have number 9, Columbia, at number 1, Plymouth, number 12, Jones Senior, at number 4, South Creek, number 11, North Edgecombe, at number 3, Weldon, and number 10, Northampton, at number 2, Southside. I do like all the top four seeds in this matchup, even though that North Edgecombe-Weldon game may be a toss-up there. But I'm going to go with Plymouth because of all their playoff experience. Coach Cody just reloads each year. I'm going with South Creek, Weldon, and Southside. And then our final four teams matchups are the 1A West, number 8, Andrews, at number 1, Community School of Davidson, number 12, Union Academy, at number 4, Thomas Jefferson, number 6, Rosman, at number 3, Murphy, and number 10, Winston Prep, at number 2, Robbinsville. First matchup is, you know, it can go either way. Andrews is battle-tested and playing that Smoky Mountain Conference. You know they're going to be prepared for anything Community School Davidson throws at them. They've seen everything. So Community School, they got Joey Berardini, who's been one of the top rushers in 1A the last couple of seasons. He's had another great year, and they're number 1 seed. Andrews is going to try to upset Community School of Davidson, but I just think Community School of Davidson may edge them out. It may be a close game. Andrews got that long trip to make to Davidson. Do pick Thomas Jefferson to defeat Union Academy. A Murphy-Rosman game is going to be another Smoky Mountain battle. Rosman having one of their better years, taking on a always good Murphy bunch up at Murphy, but I do think Murphy does advance to set up another matchup with Robbinsville, who I think will beat Winston-Salem Prep. So that was Community School of Davidson, the top four seeds advancing as well, Thomas Jefferson, Murphy, and Robbinsville. So I just wanted to thank everyone for listening on tonight's broadcast and for supporting ncpreps.com. You always visit our message board and express your opinions on the ball games. We welcome that. And I just want to thank all of our sponsors. That's VTO Sports and Game Day Marketing NC. And we'll just like to wish everyone a safe trip to their destination Friday night. There'll be a lot of traveling across the state of North Carolina, and just I want to wish everyone the best of luck. Thank you for joining us tonight, and until next time, thank you from ncpreps.com.